Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Self-help from the hip.
Small doses.
We're talking that shit.
Small doses.
And keeping it real.
Small doses.
With me and them seals.
It's so funky.
Ah, growth. It really is a painful process for a lot of us. Not necessarily physically painful, but sometimes. But the idea of growth means change. And you know, that ain't something that a lot of us really are big fans of. I am definitely one of those people. I think growth is also something that you have to be intentional about. I know that sometimes like things will grow you up, but it's also just kind of just the element of like, okay, I'm ready to grow up, and like what you choose to do in order to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to a homeboy of mine, and he said that he gets scientific with it. And I was like, okay, what that mean? And he was like, you know, I realize that I don't like having to raise my voice because I don't like the energy that comes with arguments. And he said, I realize that I raise my voice. When I raise my voice, my stomach gets tense. So he was like, so I've really told myself now, relax your stomach when you're talking and when you're upset. So instead of focusing on the thing that I'm like so bothered by, I just focus on relaxing my stomach. Now, you know, he calls it getting scientific, but really it's just self-awareness. It's mindfulness, right? And it's being in the moment, which for a lot of us is a very, very big part of growth. Like, how do I be in the moment, but not in the emotion? Now, sometimes the emotion is the moment, but sometimes it's like you letting the emotion run the moment, okay? The emotion is Debo in the moment. The emotion then took your bike. Okay. Now for me, I will say that growth is an ongoing process that I am constantly finding myself involved in ever since I realized that growth is the best way to get peace and happiness and joy. But I've had to do a lot of growing. You know, I would say that in the beginning of my career, I felt like I had to really fend for myself a lot. And this is a theme that comes up a lot, but the growth has come and learning how to fend for myself as much as possible in a way that doesn't get me like into like that yucky part, that anxious part, that angry part. Cause really all anger is fear. And you're afraid that like somebody's trying to play you or you're not gonna get what you want, et cetera. So that's essentially what comes out. But for me, the biggest element of growth has been in being able to identify when I'm wrong and apologize, and finding out that apologizing is not going to present me as weak or as a loser, like I lost something. And that if the other person does receive it that way, then they ain't my people anyway. And I can always just keep it moving. But that apologizing is really just you acknowledging and giving accountability. And there's a peacefulness that comes in being able to do that. And a lot of people don't really understand how far an apology goes, especially a genuine one. And so in me wanting to receive apologies for wrongs done, it made me say, I need to be better about apologizing when I have done wrong. And that's like something that I've really feel like has been a big growth point for me. I think another growth point for me has been knowing how to use this internet in a way that is not so god dang toxic. I mean, the internet is toxic in general, but I feel like I've gotten much better at not taking things personal and not internalizing things throughout my day, et cetera. But growth, y'all. You know, when Taye Diggs and I met, at Celebrity Squares, and we immediately just got along. It was literally like an immediate like, oh, I see you, you see me type of situation. Maybe it's the thespian of it all because we're definitely dramatic. But it was like we immediately got it. The humor, the freneticness, like that was my nigga on site. That was my nigga on site. Okay. And when you get to this age, like whenever that happens, you're like, oh my God. Like it feels like so wonderful and beautiful. Right. So I had asked him, you know, would he do the podcast? And he was like, yeah, no problem. And you know, he came here, he got here on time, but we couldn't figure out what to talk about. And so this topic,
side effects of growth,
literally came about as we were doing the podcast. So when you're watching, you're probably going to see the point where it's like, oh, there it is. But what I love about this conversation is how transparent and how honest Tay is with us just about his own self-reflection and realizing that, you know, there were steps that he needed to take in order to truly grow. And that's what I'm seeing from all of the men in my life who are really stepping into beautiful phases of self-awareness, of love, of just their divine feminine. All of them niggas is getting a point of like, oh, so I can be the captain of the ship and get us to calmer waters. Yes. Yes. It does not make you a better captain to simply be able to manage the ship on troubled waters if you keep steering us into them and yourself into them as well. So let's get into it. Shout out to Tay. Shout out to everybody out there who is experiencing growth. And shout out to all y'all who may be thinking about it. It's time to get into it. Pour some water on it. Let's do it.
Good for you. Good for you. That's big ups.
I don't even know what that means.
Meaning the fact that you're open to doing, it sounds like this is different for you.
Yes.
Well, then good. That's great.
So we're doing something different for this episode, honestly, because you are different. I think on the outside looking in, people would probably just, okay, before Instagram, you just look like a fine chocolate man who got talent.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
But do you know what? Like, that's, I mean, there's been a legacy.
Okay.
Particularly from the 90s of like the fine chocolate man with talent. Okay. You know, there's you, there's Morris, there's Lorenz. Like, and so before social media, you're only existing in the roles that we're seeing you in.
Mm-hmm.
And so people encapsulate you in that way.
Right.
Whereas your personality is completely and far more expansive than I think any of us ever imagined.
Okay. I'll take that.
I mean, I see it in the, look at the clothing. You know what I'm saying? Like flavor. I mean, there's just so much. This, you know, and so we were trying to figure out like, what is the topic to discuss? And we couldn't nail it down. Because you can't be nailed down.
No, I can't. You can cut this? Can any of this be cut?
Of course.
Okay, great. Because I don't want to embarrass you. But you're very loud. This is because it's a podcast?
I'm a loud person, Tay.
Okay.
Do you want me to be quieter?
Nope. I was just curious if I needed to like match yours for the podcast.
I will eventually match you.
Oh, okay.
But you hadn't spoken yet. So I was setting the tone.
I was just curious. Because it was.
This is theater. What you just witnessed is theater. Okay.
Yes, we're improvising.
Yes, we're listening. Yeah. Like, what cue am I taking from?
And feeling.
Yeah, because you felt like we were in two different scenes?
Not at all. We're in the same scene.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. It's of, I'm a fan, by the way.
Of me?
No. Touché. Of the area. I love Calabasas. You know, it's warm, it's hot, but it's affordable and you get a lot for your, you know, yes, from you, dummy.
I don't think I am aware that I'm out there.
Well, yeah.
To be a fan.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I've always felt like that.
Even though you've been in these blockbuster.
I don't know about blockbuster, but.
Iconic.
I just in the past, maybe 2 years, I've been able to accept that. It's so interesting.
Except which part?
The iconic thing.
You're an icon.
Well, people I'm have been it. Saying that, and you're smart. And I, no, for real. Because sometimes I need to believe other people as opposed to myself. Because you know how sometimes we have a
The doubt?
It's just a skewed perception of ourselves because of whatever happened in our past.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm constantly forgetting who I am. You know, I'll go out because I don't have a lot of friends that are other celebrities. I have people that I know really
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a lot of friends, but
I know what
the people
saying.
That I kick it with.
Yes.
So they'll be like, oh, let's go bowling or let's go. And I'm absolutely. Or let's go to an amusement park and I'll be hyped. And then I'll get there. And if there's more than two black people there, it can be a thing. And I'd be like, damn it, I forgot.
I mean.
I forgot.
I've done great work.
Or, you know.
Because that's the thing.
People.
You have to understand. I don't know. Well, you do know this because you've experienced it. You've done reverence work.
It's a recognition that
you've done reverence work. So there's, I remember you from this thing and I see you and you're in front of me. And there's, you did something that changed me.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that gave me goosebumps. Somebody said that to me yesterday. And every once in a while, you know, because I was raised in the church. So trip how like you're raised one way and you think that it's the right way. And then you get older and you realize it's exactly the opposite. So I was raised to be humble.
Modest,
you know,
meek.
Don't anybody that gives you compliments, you know, throw them off. And
are your parents Black American?
They are. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Just because an immigrant, an immigrant element would have added a whole.
Yeah. It definitely would have. Yes, they are. Yep. And we grew up Chris Berry. My dad, my stepfather, he made it his, for whatever reason. He tried all these different religions. I remember one time we were Jews for Jesus. Have you ever heard of that?
It always seems oxymoronic to me, but it's
yes,
a thing.
But that was the thing, I remember. Maranatha was the name of the church. And then we were Catholic for a bit. And then, but for the bulk of my growing up, we were Pentecostal, you know, speaking tongues and the Holy Spirit and hell and heaven. And so I'm still getting rid of the bad stuff.
What would you consider to be the bad stuff?
The judging others, judging yourself. Because now I'm extreme in the other, you know, no right and wrong, good and bad.
And you're living it because No, you're not. You're doing. Because we were running late and I was like, the first thing I said to you was like, I'm so sorry. You know, it wasn't my fault. And you were like, well, even if it was, it's fine. You know, that's.
I would want to be told that.
Like, that was a learning moment for me.
Oh.
Like, in that moment, it was Grace, you could do more of that.
It's an easy.
Like, I got to apologize to someone later based on that.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I owe someone an apology later, so got to do it.
But that's also part of it. That's nice of you to apologize, but whatever you were feeling it, which is valid.
Yes.
Super valid.
But you can show up different. I'm trying to, here's the thing.
You
can also apologize because you were feeling and you showed up this way and it doesn't take anything from you to be like, hey, I didn't like how I showed up in that.
Well, there you go.
And I feel like my growth has been realizing that an apology is not a weakening of you, it's a strengthening.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Growth.
Yeah.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So you're experiencing a world that you...
I'm trying to grow. that's what I'm, I interrupted you, excuse me.
No, you're trying to grow. Mm-hmm. What was the catalyst?
Probably it all, it started after my divorce. My baby mama is Idina Menzel. She's a white Jewish woman, very talented.
One of the greatest singers of all time.
She's no joke. And I have to, I still have to.
Did you guys, meet at Rent?
We did.
Can I have a moment?
You can have more. You can have a few moments. We can look at your face. Like even that, it was such a trip. I didn't know what was going on when it was happening. I took that gig almost on
accident. Realizing in real time that it's talking to you. I'm realizing in real time. Because you're Tay, but you're Benny for me. I'm 17.
Yeah. Oh, you were 17.
I'm 17. I'm in a Honda Civic. Love you, Moham. Yeah, I didn't even sing. I didn't even sing 525,000. No, we didn't even sing Memories of Love. Love you, Moham. How did we get here? How the hell Penn left? Close so on the steeple of the church.
Yeah, you're the main.
Oh,
you're
I
the
am,
main. You're right
I
in the
there.
Middle, right down the middle.
No, I saw you.
Yeah.
I went. I was there on the way of Broad.
But you were young enough. You were the age where I feel like, this isn't fair for me to say, but I feel like we affected folks your age the most because you were very
impressionable.
You were a student of it. Yes, very impressionable. And also, but also smart enough to get it.
Yes.
And to have it influence you, you know.
I know I've probably aged out, but like I could have meme'd it. You know what I'm saying? I could have done it.
Oh, of course you could have.
I could have done it.
I hate stuff.
Got a light.
Like, if you know, yeah.
The okay. fact that like Daphne Vega like follows me, like it's whatever. It's fine. Like, it's no big deal.
Oh man, I forget how good it is to talk to theater people.
Because we're open.
No, and so different than
actor
nothing's
people.
Wrong than how nothing's wrong with Hollywood people.
Yes, there is.
It's easy to forget.
Because theater doesn't feel opportunistic in the same way that Hollywood does.
At least, I mean,
it can't be.
It didn't when I was doing it. I haven't been there in a minute, but
I mean, it's a labor of love. So it's in a whole other way.
Yep.
And Hollywood is also a labor of love, but in a whole other way. It's the craft in a different. But I literally, y'all just saw like an authentic fangirl.
Yeah,
I literally went, I was flat chested. I was prepubescent because I was late in the puberty part because I was a gymnast.
Yeah.
But I was, because when we met in person at Hollywood Squares, we met one time before. Do you know where we met?
Mm-mm.
We met in passing, very like in passing, in a kitchen at a Jussie Smollett birthday party. And we were like in they had like let the quote unquote celebs come through a kitchen. And I remember passing you and being like, that is Tay Diggs. And then someone was like, hey, Tay, this is Amanda. And I was like, I am Amanda. And you were like, you were just in your head.
Okay.
You weren't rude. You were just in your head. I can tell the difference.
Did you think I was rude at the time?
No. Oh, I was like, oh, he's in it. You are theater to me. I know my people. That's not rude. That's
okay. Well, thank you for understanding. Yeah, I can be in my head. I am in my head.
You live
in
your head.
I do.
How does that go with the growth?
That's part of it. I mean, it's awesome. Yeah. It's a challenge.
How did that affect the necessitation for the divorce? Was you being in your head any part of it? Like, was the growth because you were like, oh, I guess I need to do this because...
Yes. Yes. It's a positive. I don't even like to say positive, negative. But the other side of, you know, the side that has been serving me most is being so in my... I can't help be self-aware. And I knew that, you know, I can feel... You're probably like
tactile.
This too. I feel everything.
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when we got
people
divorced,
don't understand that, by the way.
They don't.
It's very taxing.
And I wish it's tough because I don't like pity and I don't like to pity myself. But often I want to be like, if you knew what I was going through I am so like high functioning. If you knew, you wouldn't say shit to me. You would be so nice.
I had this conversation with my mother at 18.
But you can't, you know,
if
that's
you would,
part
if
of it.
You,
because we're doing it, so we can't say. It's like if you're doing it, then you can't ask for credit because you're doing it. Mm. I feel like there are people that can't do it. And they're like, if I don't have legs, like I can't walk. Can you help me? And I got to say yes. Mm-hmm. But if I'm walking and you're like, I'm struggling walking.
They're like,
I'd be like, nigga, you walk from here to there. You're good. So like, you'll be fine. This person has no legs. So I'm going to help this. It's that. Hmm. You know what I mean? But it still feels like that. It still feels like, somebody just go like that to me and be like, it's cool.
Good walk.
But
good
exactly.
Walk, dude. Good walk.
The fact that you're walking is great. That. Good walking. My mom would have done that when she's
dead now.
Yeah. But when she was alive and saying that, it didn't matter as much. You know what I mean?
It's why like didn't it matter?
Because she's your mom.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Shut up, mom. You know. Of course you're going to say that, mom. You love me. But now that's a learning thing, too.
I cut you off because.
Did you?
Well, because you and I both have a brain that will go do-do-do-do-do. But yeah. I rarely get to talk to people whose brain also goes do-do-do-do-do. So good luck to y'all listening. So you said that it was a response to.
Oh, so excuse me. Yes. So that happened. And the short answer is I knew something had to change because I had like a false sense of security because of my talent, because of success, because of religion and where I was. My relationship with marriage and being a father, and you know, I had a
compartmentalized.
Yeah, well, like, it was like I felt like I had made it.
You had the things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, bi-coastal, and I remember my cousin who was in New York, and I was in LA at the time, and I was like, I'm coming to New York, and I showed up, and I met him, and he was like, "Where's your luggage?" And I was like, "I don't need luggage. I got," and he was like, "Oh, like I never thought about it." He was like, "Yo. You don't even have to pack. Like, you got it like that?" And I was like, oh, I guess I do. And like, right, in life, there was a moment when I was like, okay, I'm good. I don't have to climb. Like, I've made it.
Okay.
I'm satisfied.
And, do you remember the age?
Oh, whenever I got divorced. It was like right after I reached that. Boom. Then life was like, boom. And then I felt so lost because how I looked at myself was directly related to being a husband, being what I thought a good father was. And I was just like, I don't know where I am. So I need something.
So you felt all these things when you were in the marriage, but then once you got divorced.
Yes. Yes.
Topsy-turvy.
And I had no idea that so much of who I was.
Was attached to that.
Mm. Yeah.
Had that always been like a goal? I'm going to get to these things and this is what I need to do like I have achieved?
I guess. Mm. You know, I didn't realize it at the time or else I probably would have stayed in it.
You think?
You know what I mean? I know.
Were you the one who ended it?
No, it was like a joint thing where we both were like, we thought, it was like we got to know a ghost of each other. Whoa. And then we were always like, the real side of us, we were kind of afraid to show. Well, I wouldn't let her. I saw her side. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, I'm not having that. You have to change. You should not be like that. When you feel like this, it makes me uncomfortable. I was awful. I mean, I didn't beat her or anything, but you know, she was herself and she could tell that side of herself, I was like, oh, that's a little too much for me. You know what I mean?
Why was it too much?
I just wasn't used to it. And it wasn't like what I was raised, you know, I was raised to think, have self-control. Think of yourself last. Don't be expressive if it makes other people uncomfortable.
Mm.
And she was, and that I think is why, part of the reason why Dina is so successful and why she's even more. I felt like when we left, she catapulted.
Was that Frozen?
Yeah. Yes.
Let it go.
Yeah. Yes. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And I felt like to a certain extent, I was like holding her back. And then when I left, she could just be, oh, fine. Let me just be me. And then, and I have no idea, but that's what it felt like. That's what it looked like.
Wow. How did that make you feel?
You know, that's part of it. That was part of like, okay, I need to change what's going on with me because this isn't right. You know what I mean? So then I was like, let me find something. Didn't even matter. I was like, let me find something to kind of focus on that will help me just alter and change and learn. I needed something. So then I started, you know, reading more and speaking to different therapists and spiritual teachers. And finally, certain
things. Have you done shrooms?
Yes. That was later in my, yeah. That
I've heard that can be very
all of it,
freeing.
I think all of it. And I'm not telling people to do it. But in my experience, whoever I am and wherever I am in this whole process, every once in a while, having help get into my head, it has been, you know, very useful for me.
Mm-hmm.
It forces an adjustment that I have difficulty doing on my own.
Yes.
Because I'm so in my head. So it kind of releases, and then I can really kind of get in touch with what I'm feeling instead of what I'm thinking or what I think.
What you think you're supposed to be.
Yes. I feel that's what I believe. You know what I mean? What you're feeling, not reacting to your past or what you think your future should be. All that shit.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
What do you feel like has been like one of the...
I'm enjoying this, by the way.
Me too! What do you think? What's something that you have learned in this growth process?
You know what I'm very proud of? I'm very proud of this. And this was a shrooms thing. So I have my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most of us, I feel like my opinion is right in that no matter what the issue is, if I'm talking to someone who has difficulty seeing my side or at least respecting it, then I feel like it's my job to show them that, convince them that you can have your opinion, but just in life, it might be better if you just, you know, say, oh, I hear what you're saying, or, and I hope you can stay with me, but the shrooms made me realize that if I'm trying to convince you of that, then I'm just as bad. And that fucked me up. And then I was like, oh, because there's a friend of mine who's like, hates Republican, mm-hmm. hates all. And I'm like, well, just chill. Like, they're not all bad people. And whenever we got together, there'd always be that moment, you know, where I thought I was, you know, giving her grace by choosing not to talk about it. But then the last time we hung, I was like, wait a minute. Oh. Oh, no. I said, I get it. Gives me goosebumps. And I was like, oh, this is huge. And then I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because it also takes so much pressure off of me.
Trying to curate.
Like, yes.
The conversation.
When you think of it, it's like, who do I think I am?
Well.
It's that. Who do I think I am? So live and let live. That has never meant more to me, you know, than now. Live and let live. I don't know what your thing is, but who am I? I can tell you how I feel.
Right.
But who am I to say, you should agree with me? It's better. You know
sometimes,
what I mean?
Sometimes.
You can't go wrong, though, I feel like. You can't go wrong and just be like, okay, I hear you. All right. And I got to respect the process, because part of like this whole thing that I believe in is I only know my way. I don't know what your way is. I'd have no idea what your way is. So let me step back. And because there are so many other people, your way has to be part of the plan just because you exist.
Yes.
Like we need whatever, even if, and I hate to, you know, whatever you believe.
Right.
That's part of what's supposed to happen. That's what I think.
It's Jeremiah and, says all the know, time.
What'd you say?
That's what Jeremiah right here says all the time.
But, you know, that's, but that's, you know, what we're saying. You do you.
No, I mean, listen, the reality is that there are, to me, it's like a best idea wins situation. So my version of that is like, I can know my idea.
Uh-huh.
And I can also hear somebody else's idea
uh-huh.
and identify,
yes.
do I feel like this idea, I feel like I can objectively identify, like, do I feel like this mode of thinking is better? And the better is depending on what we're talking about. Like, if we're talking about, you know, economics for small communities, like, there are different ideas that are more valid than others, right? If we're talking about how to get yeah. through a breakup,
right.
there are...
Right.
You know, some might say, like, I just be doing whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here, I'm fucking, I'm drinking, et cetera. And I could be like, that's your process. I don't know if that's the best idea for me.
Yes. It's not for you.
No.
Might be for the other person.
Right. How did you get through your breakup? Your divorce? Because a breakup is minimizing.
Right. Oh, my kid. My kid forced me, Walker. He forced me to put aside my own feelings, like my gripes. Like I realized if I focus on him, I decided to just focus on him and everything else, it helped release it. Yeah, the anger and resentment and even shame and guilt. Kids can be great. He's been great for me. He really has. He's been, yeah. he's everything I love about myself times a thousand.
Do you take any credit for that?
I guess. But I didn't really do anything.
You nodded. I mean, that was the easiest part.
You know exactly. That's
yeah. Sure, okay. No, because I say that because...
Well, girls say nodded it.
It doesn't give you goosebumps?
I mean, in a different way. That's funny. Nodded.
Where do you feel like you have grown as a performer?
That's a good thing, too. These are good questions. You should have a podcast. Is that what they're called? A podcast.
I'm thinking about it.
You should. You'd be really good at it.
Thanks.
So, because I was so... Okay, this is, I think, in my experience, the awesome / awful thing about being broken down. I was so broken down after my... And, you know, different spiritual leaders and books, they say... that certain people, it's not good or bad, but it's very common for people to be at their lowest before they have a realization. Like that's
yeah.
very, very common. And I didn't realize that. So I'm at my lowest, I'm in between gigs, and I had been a fan of the show called Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes.
You know
Shout
that.
Out to Brandon Victor Dixon,
okay.
who was one of the producers of the-
Oh, what? For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of
the movie?
Of the Broadway production that was a revival.
Yes. I think I was part of that, I think. Was it?
Wasn't the one with...
It had to be, yeah. I was
Neil part, Patrick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I had seen a few people do it. And it was one, even as a performer, it was one of those roles where I was in awe and couldn't imagine playing that role. It was like so many lines and so many songs. And I was so just amazed. So... at my lowest after my divorce, my agent called and said that they wanted to give me the role on Broadway after...
Offer only.
Which, that was cool. Yeah.
Flex! Carry on.
And I was petrified.
Really?
So in that moment, because I was broken down... spiritually, I knew, just say yes. This is something that you're going to grow from.
Mm.
Just say yes. So I said, yep, don't call me back. And if I call back, don't pick up because I might try to say no.
Oh.
So I don't let me talk you out of this. Yes, just tell me, just give me all the materials and let me start working. And oh my God, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But I had to let go. Like, I was the type of cat where I thought everything had to be done a certain way.
Yes.
So I had a limited amount of time to rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was forced to let go. And in that letting go and be like, who knows what's going to happen? Let's just see.
Yeah.
I became a different kind of performer. And it wasn't the type of performer that needed to rehearse. But I never was the type of cat that was just in the moment.
Yeah.
And just could go with the flow. And, you know, that character,
it was
crazy. No, it was rehearsed. Everything was rehearsed. Even when it looks like it wasn't rehearsed, I had it in my head. Okay, this could go that way. I could do this because I'm an overthinker.
Okay.
But.
What's your sign?
Huh?
What's your sign?
Capricorn.
I was going to say Cap. I said it in my head. I should have said it out loud. Damn it.
But, and I forget because I believe in all that stuff. I just don't know it. But I'm something where I'm also the exact opposite.
Right.
That side of it.
That's.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a Cancer Virgo. I live a tortured existence. All these feelings and then analysis.
Oh. So I was able to just embrace that character and play off the audience. And it was so freeing. And it's the best work I've ever done. You know what I mean? The best work I've ever done. Easily.
How does that feel?
Awesome. Awesome.
Where do you go from there? When you know you've done the best work
you've
ever done, like what in your mind was like, okay, now?
I don't even think like that. Well, now I bring that to other roles, which is cool, which is really cool. So my work has changed. My work has changed since then, and I'm happy for it. I'm so grateful.
So you feel like that role?
100%.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So I feel like, you know, this is a very difficult business to be in and to grow.
Right.
Because you start to know, like, it's almost like you know too much.
I went through that phase.
Tell me about that.
Things were happening. So I believe, like, I was destined to do this, right?
Like, did you always believe that? I've always believed that.
But... I mean, I always believed it. I didn't know that it was. I just knew. I knew I was going to make it.
Really?
Yes. I knew it. I knew it. Now, I didn't know why.
Did that bring you any kind of peace? That's dope.
It was peaceful, but then annoying. Because even when I was in Rent, I was like, okay, this is abrupt, but I need to be in the movies. Literally. Literally.
So you're like Bennying it up.
And I'm like, okay, let's... Because I was, even for that, it was this of the... They are called... There's the ensemble, and then there are... The characters are called...
The leads?
No, what's the other word? Of the main, I can't think of it. It's a such and such character, not in the ensemble, but you're
the feature?
No. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Supporting?
No, the opposite of supporting. The leads, whatever. I was the smallest of the leads. So, you know, I was like,
so it felt like I'm here, but I'm not really here.
Yeah, I don't really get to do what everybody else did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay.
So I was like,
you.
I know
I'm not
just,
Anthony Rapp in this situation.
Yeah. And then when the show was a hit, and people started getting other gigs, I was the last to break. And I was like, what? He this person? And good for you, but I'm the one.
Yeah.
But then when it broke, it really broke. And
did you know you were on my wall in high school? My bedroom wall?
Really?
Yes, you were. It was a two-page photo from...
I'll probably remember
maybe
that.
From Rolling Stone. And you're all like...
Yeah. Oh, man. Those are the days, boy. Yeah.
I think you might still be up on the wall.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, all that was lost on me back then. Because I was because so caught up in, like, I'm just passing through. So this is cool. It's sad because I didn't feel how it was really affecting people.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You felt like it was affecting people, your disconnect?
Excuse me?
Your disconnect from, like, the present.
No, the show, how the show was affecting people. Like,
right.
This show
is life-changing.
Yeah. And I would have walked a little differently.
And so you said that you did know.
So then I started working in movies and then offers. And I remember things were going very, very well. But I wasn't where, I never was where I thought I needed to be.
Where did you think you needed to be? Denzel?
White, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe like the white roles.
Like
I remember,
Will Smith, like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when my shit changed. I was, it was a cover of Vanity Fair and Matt Damon was on the cover. And I was like, this motherfucker, like, I can be that. I've been in as many movies as I should be there. So that's when I was like, then I started chasing that. I don't want to do any more black movies.
Oh.
Don't.
But you that nigga though.
And it was just coming naturally. But the minute I wanted to work at, you know, well then let me change agencies. I've been with every agency.
Same.
And none of them would say, chill out. The business is racist. Just wait. Just wait it out.
Yeah,
it'll
come.
Like you're the nigga right now. It'll come to you. Just nobody would say that to me. Everybody was like, well, we can do it. We can make you, we can make you this white guy.
The
so then I,
of
yes.
The
yes. And I believed it. And then finally came full circle when I was like, all right, well, let me just do TV. And then I had this great TV role. And okay,
which TV role is this?
Kevin Hill on UPN. Kevin Hill. It was this great role about a lawyer that gets this.
I think I missed this one.
Oh, man. You would dig it, I think. I would do, it was, yeah. So
UPN,
great.
That alone was
how
like
about
a-
that? How about that? And everybody was making fun of me. But it was the most I gotten paid. You know what I mean? It was the best I had ever been treated. And, you know, just to be, like, I'll take TV over movies any day.
Really?
Oh, easily.
Why?
It's just, for me, the familial, like, coming back every, knowing who I'm going to be with. Because it took me a minute where, you know, when I was doing movies, everybody would get along so well, and I'd have these bonds. And then it would end, and then it would really end. And it was just too
It would
much.
Jar you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, and then try to be the same kind of friends you were when you're working together.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, you know. And I'm not flaky, but flighty anyway.
You must have a Pisces in your
Something where I'm just like in the moment and I just assume that everybody else would be cool if it's like, oh, yeah, next week, let's get to... I can be very LA, but not on purpose. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to get
like
together.
Like, your intention is really to
get together. Yeah,
but
then
to actually
I'll just
do
forget.
It.
And some people were like, no, you said next week, so now you're not that kind of friend for me. And I've lost out on people.
Oh.
And that's cool. We're still cool, but I'm like, nah, I get it.
Because they felt like you were
Yeah. Well, we got along. And I was like, no, I'm cool. Like, you got me for... But...
I can't rely on you,
like,
so there has to be
that
distance.
Type of relying. Like, if you came to me and you needed... Not money, but I'm there emotionally.
Yeah.
But if I didn't show up at Catch on Tuesday, like I said, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a... Yeah. Also because the parking at Catch, like it's a, you know, it's just like if we're gonna do this, I need everybody
that's
to
funny.
Be committed.
You should have a podcast.
Well, you know what I'll give you kudos on?
Wow.
You know that about yourself and you've made the addendum, the supplement
I'm
to your life
trying.
To help
still
you.
Trying, yeah.
And I think that is a great sign of growth
because you could keep
telling yourself, oh, I can do this. I'm going to be able to, we're just not good at certain things.
Nope.
So you just need to, there's an adjustment that has to be made.
That is.
I had
that
to learn, is, like, yeah. You have to put things in your phone. You do not remember things.
And it doesn't mean you're weak. Because you can get caught up in, well, I need to be stronger. So let me do this on my own. No, I got it. Let me do this on my own. And then if it keeps, nope, I can do it. I can do it on my own. But you're just, nobody wins.
This is a loop. And it's more
nobody
than strange.
Right.
Oh,
that was a theater. It was a music theater.
It was.
Do you guys catch that?
The last dose.
So when we began this podcast, I didn't know where we were going, but we very quickly landed at growth.
Yeah.
And
how do you feel, like, honestly, how do you feel about that?
About that being where we landed?
Yeah, without a plan. Oh, I feel great. That was good. It ended up okay, right?
Well, normally we would do that naturally, and then we'd be like, oh, now we're taping. But it just happened on camera. But right. You are, Tay, you're like a very, you may be heavy in your head, but you exist light in the world. I just want you to know, like, you feel very, like, your energy is very lightning.
Good. Good.
It's levity.
And I feel light at times.
It's levity.
Good. Good.
Like, I met you in a very, like, dark place for me in my heart.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I just had, a lot going on. And instantaneously.
Oh, good.
Instantaneously, there was a lift.
That is the best. That's the best compliment. That's the best compliment I could get, because I know you're similar. You're similar to you. I mean, I'm not in a bright place, but it still brought light. You know what I mean? You hit a double tap.
Thank you for.
Thank you. This is great. This is great. You're great. Good for you. For real.
Ditto.
Good for you.
Ditto.